Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A30 News on the Go.
With Thursday's A30 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include the latest on our smoky air, taking care of your pets, some new job data, and big issues for the Minneapolis City Council to work on. But we begin with the air quality alert, and the Twin Cities air quality is now second worst in the world, trailing only Detroit. That's leading to tons of closures and cancellations today. Here's WCCO's Ari Bergeron.
That includes organizers of the Target USA Cup in Blaine suspending all the day's matches. Tournament Director of Health Jamie Murphy.
It's very disappointing. I mean, obviously this tournament is a great welcoming party for the world of soccer and for Minnesota. So it is disappointing to be able to have to take this opportunity away from our athletes, spectators, parents, chaperones, volunteers, everybody that gets to enjoy the festival of the USA Cup. So disappointing to say the least.
All games scheduled today will be recorded as 0-0 ties. All teams will advance to the playoffs. Other activities tonight, including a dance party, are going on as scheduled. The hazardous conditions has also led to the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board canceling all outdoor programs, activities, and events for today. All non-air-conditioned recreation centers are also closed. If you do decide to go outside, use precaution and limit your time. Valley Fair is also closed for the day. Visit WCCORadio.com to see everything that is closed.
The smoke also derailing plans for tourists.
It's kind of a ghost town downtown Minneapolis. Not many people out. I see some wearing masks, but not many. I did run into a couple from North Carolina, Mike and Tammy Kane. They're here to go on a trip to the Boundary Waters, but of course that all got canceled. Tell me they have seen their share, though, of natural disasters.
Asheville had the flood, not this past September, but September 4, mm-hmm. and we had 17 feet of water come through our downtown area. So we went 3-4 weeks without water.
As many visitors in town here for outdoor activities, they are turning to the Mall of America later to get out of the smoke. In Minneapolis, Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
It all comes from an unprecedented air pollution alert, which has been issued across all of Minnesota as more hazardous smoke moved over the metro.
If you step outside anywhere in the Twin Cities, you might notice a strong campfire-like smell, and it's a little hazy. It's that dense layer of smoke that swept in overnight from wildfires in northern Minnesota and Canada. According to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, these conditions mark the worst air quality ever recorded in the Twin Cities. And while cooler temperatures are expected to move in later today, people are being encouraged to stay indoors and avoid outdoor activity. If you have to go outside, health experts are recommending to wear an N95 mask.
Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Veterinarians advising pet owners to keep their animals inside during these hazardous conditions.
At least if humans decide to go outside, they can wear a mask. Pets obviously don't have that option. Gene Geske with VCA All About Pets, says cats should definitely remain indoors because they have a sensitive respiratory system.
Cats shouldn't be outdoors at all because it really could induce some severe respiratory stress for them to the point where they could need to be in a hospital in an oxygen cage.
As for dogs?
Dogs really shouldn't be exercising. The more they pant, they're going to pull in more of these allergens and also could go into some allergic bronchitis. So it's just best to keep the pets indoors.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There's a reason behind our latest weather and air quality roller coaster.
Too hot, too much rain, too smoky, too humid, too dangerous.
The scientific term for our weather is bonkers.
University of St. Thomas climate scientist Dr. John Abraham says climate change is driving all of these weather extremes, but he says there is a ray of optimism.
In the past, it was a badge of moral fortitude to use solar panels and wind power. But now it's a marker of fiscal responsibility and conservatism. We have reached a tipping point where we can power our homes, our cars, and our places of work more cheaply with clean energy than with dirty fuel.
Abraham says making a difference will involve a sustained approach of reducing emissions. And while he says it may take decades, we'll be able to bend the curve of climate change. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
In other news, Ramsey County is suing the Department of Homeland Security over alleged misconduct.
County Attorney John Choi and Sheriff Bob Fletcher filed a federal lawsuit seeking to force the agency to share evidence from a January incident where immigration officers allegedly entered the St. Paul home of a U.S. citizen, Chong Lee Scott Tao, and detained him without a warrant, taking him outside at gunpoint in sub-zero temperatures while he was only wearing underwear and slippers. Choi says DHS has missed several deadlines to turn over information over the last 6 months.
It's been frustrating because in normal times, we have the cooperation between agencies, whether it's at the state level interagency or whether it's between state and federal.
Investigators are also looking into whether agents committed state-level crimes, including kidnapping and false imprisonment. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Promising news for Minnesota's economy.
The state added 13,200 jobs in June, marking the third consecutive month of strong gains, according to the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Deed says Minnesota's unemployment rate held at 4.4%, while the U.S. unemployment rate ticked down 0.1 percentage point to 4.2%. They add the job growth followed losses seen during Operation Metro Surge from January through March. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW.
Let us surprise you.
A pair of major issues go before the Minneapolis City Council today.
The council will consider a controversial 75-day first responders drone program that would run out of North Minneapolis. Community activists have raised concerns over the drone program and have planned to protest during the meeting. Also being considered, a plan to relocate tenants at the North Minneapolis Heritage Park apartment complex. Residents facing severe mold and rodent infestations. The $2.5 million proposal would fund short-term repairs and emergency housing for about 700 residents. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, the lobbying is growing more intense in Washington as Minnesota producers are less than 4 months away from a federally mandated cut to the amount of THC allowed in hemp-derived beverages and edibles.
Bob Galligan with the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild has had previous conversations with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith and Congresswoman Angie Craig and hopes to further those discussions soon.
We do know that folks in Washington are hearing from us and they are aware of our concerns. You know, there are still discussions. We're awaiting hopefully some language that we've been waiting for now for a month or so, but it does sound like it's poised to be introduced and ready to discuss hopefully in the next week or two.
If the ban does go into effect, it will mean the loss of thousands of jobs and closure of some breweries.
The market in Minnesota is about equivalent to winter sports recreation in Minnesota,
which is hundreds of millions of dollars. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.